Welcome to the Transparency Show, where broken people heal together. And now, here's your episode's host.
What's up, everybody? It's your main man, T-Wan, a.k.a. The Mystery Kid. Some call me Pastor T, some call me T-Wan, some call me Antoine. It just depends on where you fit in my life, but I'll take it all. You know what I'm saying? What's good, everybody? Listen, it's been a minute since we've done a podcast, and I'm excited about the podcast we have. I'm excited about every podcast, right? Yep. Because it gives us the opportunity and the platform to listen to something that's going to help us all heal together. And I don't know about you, but there's some areas in my life that I desperately need healing in. All right, so listen, this show is only created for one reason and one reason only. The mission of the Transparency Show is to help one another heal through community, transparency, and the sharing of the Word of God. Okay, we have a vision statement. The vision statement is very, very simple. Our vision is to become a trusted resource of God's true healing power by the sharing of faith and testimonies. Our rock scripture is John 8:32, and it's from the NIV version. And it reads, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Got a special guest on the line. I'm excited about this special guest. Dude been rocking with me since before I was rocking with myself. All right. Great guy. Great brother. Man of God, husband, father, service man. He's a servant. Okay. And that's why he's on the podcast today, because he has something to say to anyone who is in the state or in the position of a servant, which we all should be serving somebody. Chuck Lane, welcome to the show. What's good, bro?
Man, what's happening, bro? My brother T-Wan, man, it's such an honor, bro, to be on the line with you, man, and get an opportunity to do this podcast, bro. I'm really, really excited. I know it took us a minute, man, but I'm glad we're able to hop on the line and pour into people, man, in a monumental way, man. I'm excited, bro.
Man. Likewise, bro. So listen, you got to take the transparency pledge before we go any further. Are you ready for the pledge?
Man, let's do it, bro.
So repeat after me. I, Chuck Lane. Solemnly promise. To keep it all the way 100.
To keep it all the way 100.
And to be transparent.
And to be transparent.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Boy, we got a hot topic. Let's heal, my brother. We can heal now. We good. We got a hot topic today, man. And the topic is simply this question right here, right? How do I serve God's way? How do I serve God's way? And I'm excited about this one in particular because I see you as a true servant of God. I've watched you serve so many people, so many ministries, so many brands, I've watched you serve. And right now you have the privilege of being one of the lead servants and assistants for Willie Moore Jr. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the one and only P-Dub, a.k.a. Willie Moore. You hear me?
I hear you, bro.
That's the bro. You hear me? Okay. We ain't gonna tell. I might leave enough space on here to play a song featuring me and Willie Moore that ain't never see the light of day. But
it need to, though. Yeah, I think it need to, bro.
We need to go ahead and drop that. Stop playing. I need Flex to drop a bomb on it. Boom.
Hey, man, for sure. We got to do it. I told him that, too. I said, man, listen, bro. You get Flex to drop the bomb, and I'm gonna see if I can get the okay to go ahead and put that out, bro.
Let's do it. Say less, bro. So, man, look, question number one, we're going to get straight to healing, man. Let me ask you a question, and this is a personal question for you as a servant, mm-hmm. Chuck. Mm-hmm. Why do you serve?
You know, bro, truthfully, man, when I first kind of got into service, like, I didn't even really know it was service. Like, I didn't really understand the word. So for the listeners who aren't really familiar with you and I's relationship, I'm Chuck Lane, man, originally from Washington, D.C., and about maybe 11 years now, I went down to a college down in Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out to Edward Waters, EWC. I went down to a college, man, and I was heavy in Christian rap. I was a Christian hip-hop artist. And essentially, man, I got into service, serving your ministry. I used to get an opportunity, man, to open up for you whenever, you know, throughout the city of Jacksonville, throughout Florida, I should say. No matter where you were, you know, I remember your pops coming to pick me up, bro. And I think that was kind of like that first little springboard into service. I always felt in my heart, bro, that it would position me for something. Like, I ain't never really, I guess I don't ever really go into it looking to get anything out of it, but I'm always looking for what I can add to it. And so even when I was, you know, serving your ministry, man, as an artist, just being able to open up, man, I was just always looking, I guess, just to use my gifts, if you will. So I guess that was the initial, like, lead in, if you will. And then I grew in my knowledge of the Word of God, and I learned that the greatest among you will serve. Like, people forget about the fact that, you know, Jesus himself was a servant. Like, the Word says, he being in the very nature was God, but he made himself a servant. So if Jesus could humble himself, having the position of God, like the name above all names, if he could make himself a servant, why can't we as believers?
Bro, 1 Peter 4:10 reads, as each has received a gift, each one of us have a gift, and the Bible declares, use it to serve one another. Yes. As good stewards of God's varied grace. And bro, what you just said was, I use my gift, or I like to use my gift, to edify others, just to serve other people. And that's a gift within itself. So, man, salute to you for that, bro, because that's major. God is such a blessing to even hear that you got started in serving by way of my ministry. That was a fact. I didn't know where it began. So, man, that's a blessing to hear that, man. What do you get from serving, Chuck? So often, you know, we use our gifts to give, and I want to make sure I clarify it, because we have these gifts and we give them. And we give and we give and we give and we sow. And I'm talking about you in particular. You give, you give, you give, you give. You sow, you sow, you sow. You never get weary in well-doing. But the question becomes, does it ever arise, or the question ever come up like, when am I going to reap from this? Or, and if so, what have you reaped? You know what I mean? So what do you get from serving, man of God?
Man, you know, just keeping it all the way real, bro. Like I think that is a question where you really gotta, it forces you to kind of check your heart, you know, if you would. If I go into every opportunity looking to get something out of it, I think from the gate, it's gonna automatically be wrong. But specifically for me, and I've been privileged to travel around the world, bro. Like, I legit have had the opportunity to go places that were what I call my living, what people call their bucket list, I call my living list. And so Dubai was on my living list, and I had the opportunity, man, last year to go to Dubai, man, free of charge, to go do ministry. Like, we literally went for one day, we did the speaking engagement, and the remainder of the days there, we were just enjoying Dubai, courtesy of the ministry that brought us out there. But I think that, you know, to ultimately answer the true and real question of what do you get, I think you get whatever you give. You know, my brother Willie, he always says that we're distribution centers. And so God uses us to get certain things to people, but he sends it through people, if that makes sense. And so for me, like, I just believe, like, if you give creativity, like, the Lord will give you creativity. Like he said, they that refresh others will also be refreshed. But the key point, and I think people forget, is that he never talked about how they will be refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
He never talked about how. And right. So the thought is, man, if I give creativity, he'll continue to give me creativity. If I sow vision, he'll continue to give me vision. I sow financially, he'll continue to give financially, because he knows that he can entrust me with the blessing for somebody else. He can trust me enough to send it through my hands. And so my prayer is always like, Lord, whatever it is that I'm pouring out, just refresh me, Lord. I was literally having a conversation with my mom today, and we were just talking about being able to, you know, honor thy mother and thy father. And I remember saying to her, I said, Mom, you know, as long as the Lord can continue to take care of me, I'll always take care of my parents.
Mm. Glory to
God. As long as I'm in position to take care of you and be able to look out for you guys, even if it ain't always financially. However, I can be there for you as long as the Lord sees fit to put me in position. I'll do just that.
Mm. I want to hit on something, man. You talked about sowing vision. If you sow vision, you reap vision. If you're sowing money, you know, you're going to reap money and so forth. If you're serving time, you know, sowing time, you're going to reap time. Luke 6 and 38 says, give and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, runneth over, right? And it will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. You know what I mean? So I like that because it's basically saying, however much you put in is what you're going to get out, you know? And Philippians 2 and 4 reads, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. So that kind of comes back full circle to talk about you and how you are saying, look, I'm sowing my time. I'm sowing my efforts. I'm sowing my heart and I'm reaping, you know, I'm sowing into someone else's dreams, right? And while I'm sowing into their dreams, I'm also reaping my dreams. I'm in Dubai serving, you know what I mean? So service can take you very far. You know what I mean? Service can take you to unforeseen territory, can take you to some places you never imagined going before or places you have imagined going. And then come back full circle. You say, look, you know, I told my parents, I'm going to serve them and make sure that they are right as long as I'm living. That's why God gave us the gifts that we have, not to look to our own interests, but to look to the interests of others and know that if you take care of the interests of others, God will take care of the interests of you. So, bro, number three, what's been your greatest challenge while serving?
It has been to keep my mind in a place of service. Because, you know, sometimes, bro, like we allow our humanity to get in the way of like our spirituality, if that makes sense. Yes, and sir. So not to like to make it like real surface, like sometimes, you know, in the moments in the early stages when I wasn't really making money and, you know, all I was doing was traveling, but I was still kind of going through things personally at home, you know, evictions and car repos, et cetera. You know, the typical things that you go through when you kind of take that leap of faith, you know, it can be hard to sometimes see the money, but not be making the money, if that makes sense.
Wow.
You know, that's hard to do sometimes, bro. You know, sometimes it can be a challenge, like if I'm just being real, to communicate to my spouse what I see, what the end game looks like in my head while serving.
Yes, sir.
That sometimes can be the hardest thing to do. Like, and if we're really, really real about it, like, you know, I mean, sometimes it's even hard to cast vision and, you know, and keep a vision in front of the person that you are married to. And so for me, man, it's sometimes going through, you know, the challenges of navigating or having to have navigated through, you know, the financial hardships. So not always being in the best place in my marriage and just being confident, bro, that it's going to come full circle. Like that's been a lot of it for me, being confident that it's just going to come full circle and that God is going exactly what he said he would accomplish. Like I don't have to outrun the pace of grace. Like I just got to trust that the Lord is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do and that he's going to carry out the vision that he showed me in my mind. You know, and each and every day I'm reminded of that. You know, I heard my dear brother Willie, man, on the end of one of his blogs, he said, your gift is not for you. Like it's for you to serve somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that has always stuck out to me, bro. You know, most recently, man, the Lord has kind of unlocked music again. Like he's allowing me to be able to write music again, you know, and I ain't wrote a verse in like 10 years. Mm. And I put the verse out and in the comments, people were like, man, I never knew, you know, and the truth is, you know, as I told people, you know, man, it's because I became a servant, bro. Like I connected myself to something that was bigger than myself, that wasn't about me. And so much so where it was like, all right, man, my gifts could take a back seat because mine will have an appointed time. The Bible says the vision has an appointed time for manifestation. He said, write the vision and make it plain, but it has an appointed time for manifestation. And people feel like, okay, it's written, so it's going to happen. But and it will, but it has an appointed time. And so what keeps me going and what keeps me confident, bro, is the understanding that what God put in me and every idea, every dream, every vision, he ain't forgot about me.
Glory to God, man of God.
He hasn't forgot about me. And I think for that listener, like, I want you to know, like, he hasn't forgot about you. You either. You know what I mean? Like, you probably in a ministry right now, and you might be in a very, very tough place in your life. And I just want to let you know, like, I've been there. Like, but hang in there. Like, your gift got an appointed time for manifestation. I connected to somebody essentially who was doing exactly what I wanted to do. When I started serving Tijuana's ministry, I was serving your ministry, bro, because whenever I would look on MySpace, your calendar of dates was full to January to December for ministry. Yes. And yes, I was like, man, if this brother running around the country doing full-time ministry, this is what I want to be able to do. How can I serve? And so I don't care who I sit down with. My mentality is always, how can I serve? It's never what I can gain out of it. And I think that because of that, like, the Lord has blessed me with so many amazing relationships, bro, I just think it happens organic when people know that you're genuine about what you want to give. Like, I don't have to, you know, like, T, like, me and you had the opportunity just letting the cat out of the bag, that verse that I just talked to you guys about. Like, I recorded that verse with my brother T1. Mm-hmm. And for years and years and years as a Christian hip hop artist, it was always my desire to actually do a record featuring him or to get him on a hook. Side note, I still need that feature, bro, but God got to.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. All the serving and sowing you done did, my brother, reaping season is near.
Indeed. I need that feature, bro. Side note. Yes, sir. But I say all that to say, bro, like, I never knew all of these years later, bro, when I would get back to actually being able to record, that the Lord would use you. It had an appointed time for manifestation. I'm in Atlanta. I'm like, man, who do I know? Who do I trust? Because this is such a, like, this gift for me is special. Like, I don't just use it anything. I wanted to connect what he was giving me. I wanted to make sure it was done in excellence. And then he gives me you. And I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, man, I've been serving, like you said, man, so many different ministries. That's how we connected, through service. Mm-hmm. I was never like, man, let me get a check. Like, I just wanted the opportunity to do what God called me to do. And if he would give me something for you, like, I would just give it. And I do that now, no matter who it is. Like, if the Lord give me a word or he give me an idea, amen. I don't care if it's a typo underneath your Facebook post. Like, I'm going to give what thus saith the Lord, bro. And it's like, I don't really care about getting it back. Like, hey. I think... I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Because I can go when we get on.
I love it. But, man of God, I wanted to attest to that. I wanted to make sure that I backed that up, and I stamped that stamp of approval. There's been so many times when I was in a state in which I was in need of encouragement, and out of nowhere, God would use Chuck. He would always use his good and faithful servant. One that he knew he can trust on to give me a call and to sow a necessary seed into my life at the time. And he would always call and encourage me and remind me of who I am. But most importantly, he will remind me of who God is.
Glory to God.
And so oftentimes I know how valuable God is to me, but sometimes I forget how valuable I am to God.
Good.
And so it's a blessing that sometimes I receive phone calls and text messages and DMs from you that constantly reminds me of my mission, of my anointing, the way that God has used me, the way that God is using me. And you also speak to to the way that God is going to use me as well. So, bro, I appreciate you for that. I love you, my brother. And I'm pretty certain that there's 100 more people that has this testimony that I have, man. That's why I believe that there's a special place in heaven for brothers like you. If you could speak to another servant who's struggling with where they are, what would you say to that person?
Man, you know, I would tell them to stay the course. And if you are in, like, for somebody who might be married, and this is going to sound, but you got to have someone outside of your spouse, or group of friends, I should say, outside of your spouse, who understand that which you are going after, and who is going to encourage you to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I dare not sit on this platform and say my wife ever told me to quit because she hasn't told me to do that.
Oh, glory
to
God.
But when there was no money coming in, I would think and tell you, she said, you need to get a job.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But I wouldn't quit.
For sure.
And so what I would tell you is...
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Because you said, you know, I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't give up. You know what I mean? And that reminds me of 2 Timothy 4:7. You know, I have fought the good fight. And here's the good piece. I have finished the race, right? And it also ends with, I have kept the faith. So here it is. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And I have kept the faith. Bro, it's such an honor to hear you say that. That despite of all things, you know, you have an amazing queen, but life happens. Reality sets in. And the transparency that you're giving, we appreciate it because there's so many of us that if we're not going through it now, we will go through it later. You know what I mean? Like, how do you maintain being faithful to the call and being faithful to the vision when the vision ain't paying the bills? Talk to me.
Man, to keep it 100, bro, like, it was hard. You know, I heard Nipsey Hussle say, I went through every emotion. That's why I call my thing the marathon, because I went through every emotion. The only difference between me and anybody else who was going to go through this is that I ain't quit. And I just live by that, bro. I just live by it. I made a decision in my mind, bro, that I would rather die and get to heaven and God be like, well done, my good and faithful servant. Than to die and he say, and I get to heaven and he show me what my life could have been like if I would have just stayed the course.
Wow.
Like, and I mean, and that's simple and plain because I know that it's hard. Like, you're not talking to a dude that's just talking to talk. You're talking to a dude who, when I didn't see a way out, I went and got a job.
Come on,
I've worked several jobs.
Come on,
but I always kept the vision of what I was called to. I would take jobs that would allow me to work within the vision of what I was called to. So if I knew Willie needed me at 9 o'clock in the morning, I would take an overnight job working 11 to 7. Get off at 7, get home by 7:30 to be to him by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Come on, bro.
And then on top of that, even while having a job, and you know, I can say this now because I'm blessed to be able to say, like, I'm employed by my purpose. Like, I do what I enjoy for a living. But I'm blessed to say, man, I'm employed by my purpose, bro. Like, our company was able to, we thrived in such a way that I was able to come on kind of full time. So I'm like the operations manager, man. So I deal with all of our employees, et cetera, et cetera. You know, still handling work in that management space. But, you know, I say all of that to say, bro, like, even when I had to do the normal 9 to 5, bro, like, I would still be working. I might be working on a desktop on this company work, but got my laptop to my right, to the right of me, shooting back emails to clients and shooting back emails to radio. I just would not quit, bro. Because in that, I learned that I was like, yo, man, this 9 to 5 is cool, but the life I want to be able to give my parents, I don't know if I could do that working a 9 to 5 job. So I'm not telling anybody who's listening, I'm not just telling you to just leave your 9 to 5 job. But what I am saying is that if you're in a season where you got to work a job, like, find a way to make it work and still be able to do what you're called to do. As I told you, if Willie needed me at 9 a.m, I would take an overnight job working 11 to 7. But I wouldn't quit. And if I had to work a normal 9 to 5, I would be working in between. I would take calls on my lunch break. I would respond to clients on that hour time. In the evening, if he needed me in the evenings to go and do our fulfillment, I would still go over there in the evening, you know, and fulfill, because I understood the importance of what I was doing. And so to that up-and-coming entrepreneur, to the person who might be serving, and you like, man, you know, I just want to give up. Like, you got to stay true to the vision, bro. Like, if you really believe in it the way you say you believe in it, if you don't really gone through the for real, go through the hell, the high water, lights off, facing eviction, losing your car, get something for all of the hell that you had to go through. And I'm just determined, bro. Like, I'm just determined. Like, if I'm going to go through all of that, I'm going to retire my mom. If I'm going to face eviction, face repossessions, if I'm going to go through not having enough money, I'm going to at least be able to go back and say, mama, call him and tell him you quit. You ain't never got to work again. I got everything.
Boy, you talking big boy vision right now. You talking grown man conversation right now. And you know what that comes with? That comes with ownership. That comes with purpose, determination, drive. That comes with zeal. That comes with having a bigger, a big reason why. Because I firmly believe, man, that when a man has a big enough why, he'll do whatever. And that what is big, he will do whatever he has to do to keep all things afloat. Because the word says, to whom much is given, much is required. And when I think about who you are, and I think about how much God has instilled in the side of you, how much of assignment that he's placed on you, you know, how much of a call he's placed on you, you got to know that there will be much that is required within that space, because you are a man that takes care of a lot. I heard Steve Harvey say something, bro. He said, everybody want the bigger house, but they don't understand that when they get the bigger house, they get the bigger bills. And when they get the foreign car, you know, it's more expensive to take care of. It's more expensive to upkeep, you know? And so to whom much is given, much is required. So you have to have that work ethic, you know what I mean? In order to keep pursuing and keep going, bro, we so appreciate you for who you are, man of God.
Now, you know, let me just add this really quick too, bro. Let me add this too really quick, just for that person. Like, I just want to tell you, man, like, get a why. Like, attach a why to what you do. Mm. Because if you can't pinpoint why you do it, it's going to be easy to quit.
Easy to quit. Easy to quit.
If you can't pinpoint why you do it, it's easy to quit. So every time I go into a grocery store or, like, a gas station, and I see somebody in there 75, 80 years old, bro, working, I'm reminded of why I do what I do. Mm. For me, it's my son. It's my wife. It is my mom. It's my dad. It's the life I want to be able to give them. Mm. They might not understand it, but it is the life I want to be able to give them. Mm. Like, you got to keep that in mind. I want to take care of so many people. And sometimes I give when I don't even have it myself.
Jesus Christ.
But the reality of that is that positions you for, man. Like, just attach it to something that's bigger than yourself. Even if it's got to be like a family member. Like, for me, what I do is, like, on my phone screen, it's a picture of my son. Of me
right.
holding my son.
Come on, bro.
That's because that reminds me.
God. When I wake up in the morning, I got a photo of my family on my lock screen, and then when I go into my phone, in that backdrop, there's a photo of my why as well. You know what I mean? And it keeps me moving. It keeps me pushing. It keeps me pursuing. It keeps me hoping. Faith is what?
Evidence of things hoped for.
You hear me?
Evidence of things hoped for.
So, I have to keep hope because I have my why in front of me. You know what I mean? And it keeps you going. Yeah, man. So as we wrapping up, bro, we got like 30 more seconds, bro. Is there anything you want to say in closing before we pray?
Man, bro, I just appreciate the opportunity, man. If you guys could, man, make sure that you follow me on Instagram at ChuckLane202, at ChuckLane202. Connect with me on Facebook, Chuck Lane. Man, I got some cool stuff coming up, bro. I got some really, really cool stuff coming up. Man, and if you can, if you get an opportunity, man, make sure that you check out our film, man, The Missing Piece, the first film that I was able to be a part of, associate produce, The Missing Piece movie, where we're talking about the adoption story of my dear brother, Willie Moore Jr. Feel free to check that out at themissingpiecemovie.com. I got a lot of cool stuff coming, man. I got a course coming out, man. We got prayerfully more music going to be coming really, really soon, man, as the Lord allows it, man. So I'm looking forward to it, bro. I really appreciate the opportunity, man.
I appreciate you too, man. God, we want to say thank you. We bless you. We give you glory and honor. Thank you for this servant. Thank you for every servant that is serving. Bless them tremendously is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, make sure you like, share, all that type of stuff for this, man. Subscribe to the podcast right now. We hope that you found some healing. Until next time, y'all be blessed, man. One. Yo.
Thanks for tuning in to The Transparency Show. Remember, hit that subscribe button, share with a friend. And if you are feeling led, sow a seed at anchor.fm/transparencychurch. Thank you, and God bless.